what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Stock local sports. Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. Coming up tomorrow, the USU Eastern men and women's soccer teams will play their final home game of the 2019 season. They'll welcome in Colorado Northwestern. Now, the men will start the action off at 11 a.m. And so far this year, it's really been a crazy season for this men's team. Super competitive, one win in conference play. Their record entering tomorrow's home finale, 1-3-3. And they have three ties. And even those three losses, it has been neck and neck. Joining us to talk about what has been a wacky season, we have head coach Jared Woodhouse over the phone right now. Coach, it's a pleasure as always to get you on. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
It's fairly amazing, Coach. Seems just like yesterday you were joining us to introduce yourself as the men's soccer coach. And now as we get down to the final week or two of the regular season, the final home game of the year is upon us. If it's gone fast for us, I'm sure it's gone by extremely fast for you.
Oh, yeah, it's been crazy since conference started, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, one more opportunity for the local area to get out and support the men's soccer team, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But let's talk about the way conference season has gone so far. I think this team represents the epitome of the word close, and I know that word is used an awful lot as far as sports is concerned. We're close. But literally, this team is close. You guys are 1-3-3 in conference play, but when you go back and you take a look at the competitiveness of each game, I mean, you guys are right there on the cusp of doing some really good things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been about as frustrating a season as I could probably have my first season out. With the exception of our very first conference game against Salt Lake, we've pretty much dominated every game we've been in. We've outshot every team. We've outpossessed every team. We've controlled the ball. We've controlled the run of play. But for some reason, we've just really, really struggled to get the ball in the back of the net. A prime example of that was when we hosted Snow here. We had more shots than they had. They only had five shots on goal all game. But unlike us, all five of theirs went in. And their goalkeeper against us had eight saves in that game. Eight saves where our shots were very, very good, but he made some phenomenal saves. And they end up beating us in that game, a game that anyone watching the game, not looking at the score, would think that we won that game. But we end up losing 5-0. It's been a very, very frustrating and difficult season. But I'm proud of my boys. After that game, we made some changes. We got down to, you know, we had a couple of team meetings where we talked about the things that needed to be changed. And then we turned around and played Salt Lake at home last Saturday. And it seemed that things finally started clicking. We played the number four ranked team in the country right now. And we had opportunities in the last 5 minutes to tie the game and send it to overtime. Ended up losing 3-2. So I think my boys have turned the corner, and I'm excited to see what happens these last three games.
You know, when you talk about it being a frustrating season, Coach, I mean, anyone that follows this team understands that you guys are very, very young. There's a lot of freshmen, and obviously making that jump from high school to junior college, it's night and day, especially when you play in a conference that is so competitive. Do you contribute youth and inexperience to a lot of the struggles that you guys have encountered this year as far as closing out games?
Oh, I definitely think that plays a role. I also think that myself being, as it were, a freshman head coach. I mean, this is my first season as a head coach. I've been coaching since I was 18 years old. I've been coaching soccer. But this being my first college season, there's been some, as far as being a head coach, that is, there's been some growing pains for me too. So, 2/3 of our roster are freshmen. And then me being, my first year, absolutely. I think there's a lot that probably both of those things have played into it being such a frustrating season.
Coach, with that being said, and again, you mentioned that you are a freshman coach, as we get to the final few games of the regular season, what are some of the things that you feel you have picked up on to kind of get you past that freshman year and start looking towards the future, even the last, month or so of this season that has helped this team improve? I mean, some coaching aspects.
I've sat down with the captains multiple times, and we've discussed the concerns of the team. And ways that I can improve myself as a coach, and ways that the players need to improve themselves and themselves. And we've come to a couple of understandings about their deficiencies and my deficiencies. and we've been able to come up with some ideas. And I feel like that's what helped us turn the corner this last game against Salt Lake, is that we as it were, I think we came together on the same page maybe a little bit more than we have all season long. And part of that is, like I said, part of it's my fault and part of it is just freshmen. We have a kid right now that played for a team that won the state championship last year up at Rio Tinto, great player. His confidence was very, very low almost all season long because he's looking around and seeing the talent that we have on this team, and he was almost fearful. And in the last three games, maybe the last four games, he stepped up his game to a college level, and he's been great for us, especially with the amount of injuries that we've had. We've had some very difficult injuries so far this season. So.
Well, Coach, you guys have scored 14 goals, if my math is right, just off of the top of my head so far this season. So it's not as if the offense has put up blistering numbers, but that doesn't mean that things can't turn around as this team gets more and more comfortable. In fact, just going over the last couple of games, you guys have scored four goals in the last two games. So offensively, where's the improvement come from?
I think it's just the offensive players have accepted their role and their responsibilities, and they've stopped trying to do it all on their own. But one of the biggest areas that we've had this year where we are very, very young is our strikers, our wings, and our midfielders. We're very, very young in those positions, and they've had this idea that, you know, they were going to come in here, this personal fable that we all have when we're young. We believe that we're going to come in and be just as dominant as we were when we were in high school. And so they came in here, and they felt like they could do, regardless of what I was trying to instill and teach them, they felt like they could just do what they were doing in high school and in their club, and they were going to be able to be dominant and play very well. And I think finally we've turned that corner to where they realize, you know what, we've got to change a few things. And like you said, in the last two games we scored four goals, and I believe that those things are changing. We still have some room to improve, obviously, but I feel like we're now on the right track, and I'm excited because all three of the teams that we're about to play, we played very well against, if not completely dominated, just couldn't get enough goals in the back of the net to get past the tie. And so I feel like we really have an opportunity to go in and not only compete, but maybe even walk away with three wins, go into our region tournament, headed absolutely in the right direction, and a good chance to compete, if not win the region tournament.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern men's soccer team. Coach, it is all about that region tournament. And as you continue to get towards the end, I mean, ultimately, an outright conference championship does not carry the same weight as winning a conference tournament. I'm sure the kids have kind of embraced that, right? Right now, the biggest goal is to improve over the last three games, because then everyone goes to a single elimination tournament.
Oh, I hope they have. I'm not sure that they have, but I hope they have. It's difficult to look toward the tournament with a ton of confidence just because there's been five games, if you include non-conference games, there's been five games this season where if you look at the box score, we've absolutely dominated in possession, in shots on goal, and we just have not. All of those games we end up tying. And so I hope that my boys understand that in the next week and a half, or I guess I should say in the next week, after that, it really is, it's win or go home. And it's a completely brand new season. I hope that the next three games, if we can win them, that it does instill a level of confidence and a level of swagger that does allow us to compete in that region tournament, maybe even come away surprising a few people with a win.
Coach, we'll talk about the final home game of the regular season. That'll come tomorrow, 11 a.m., toe-to-toe with Colorado Northwestern. The last time these two teams met, it was all the way back towards the end of September, September 21st, if I remember right. Final score was 1-1. And so, really, I mean, I can't think of a better way to end the home portion of the season, and that's maybe start the turning point with a win over Colorado.
Oh, I agree. I feel like this is a game where we definitely can grow. Last time we met them in September, like you said, we were playing in Colorado, and the unfortunate thing is that was a huge letdown, because in that game alone, we had over 40 shots and more than half of them were on goal. And their keeper made some absolutely phenomenal saves. If a D1 school were watching that game, they would want that kid on their team tomorrow. That's how many great saves he made. That being said, I mean, it was our, we had 20 shots on goal and ended up tying a game 1-1, whereas they only had 3 shots on goal, and our keeper just didn't show up when he needed to prevent them from scoring. We absolutely dominated that game last time, and to look at the score line, it doesn't seem that way. And so tomorrow, I believe we have an opportunity to start our road to confidence and swagger heading into the region tournament if we can just put the ball in the back of the net. And we've been working really hard on changing the idea of what they could do in high school to what they're going to be capable of doing here at this level. And I'm really excited about tomorrow. I think it is going to be last Saturday was the actual turning point, but with it still being a loss, I feel like the game tomorrow is actually what's going to change our team's confidence.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, famous coach Bill Parcells once said, "You are what your record says you are." I think I'm going to throw that out during this particular question, because again, it's not cliche to say a team that's 1-3-3. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is one of the best, if not the best, one win conference team that you will find in the state. And I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't disagree with what he said either. I mean, right now, honestly, because we played so well but not found a way to win, that's what great teams do. And to this point, I'll be honest, in spite of our dominance in possession and in shots, we haven't been a great team. We haven't been because we don't win. We don't put it away when it's needed. But I do expect and hope that to change in the next 3 games.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us today. Best of luck as you wrap up the home portion of the schedule tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you so much. I hope as many of you as possibly can from the community can make it out tomorrow and support not just our men's team, but our women's team, both playing their final home game of this season tomorrow.
And home field advantage is a big deal.
It is. It is, absolutely.
Coach, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern Soccer Squad. Tomorrow, the men will take the field at home for the final time at 11 a.m., and then the women will take the field immediately after at 1. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk college football. Biggest matchups coming into Week 7. There's a few that will definitely impact the college football playoff rankings. That's coming up next when we return on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.